Hey all, this is Pastor Christopher Stout of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and Abundant Life Lutheran Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello, and this is Kelly, his wife, and together we have five children, ages 8, 7, 5, 3, and one that is 4 months old.
As a pastor of two congregations, and especially as a father of five children and the husband of my beautiful wife, we gather around a table and rejoice in our Lord's truths quite often. It's so wonderful to do this, especially with the five children, recognizing that we are called ourselves to receive the kingdom of God like a little child. Throughout the next few weeks, we'd like to walk through Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2 and some of the wonderful comforts of the birth story of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And as you look out and see all the lights and the wonderful decorations that get put up around the world today, it's wonderful to be reminded again why we do this, because sometimes it's easy to forget those things. And so we want to be reminded of why do we still celebrate Christmas? What is it about this day and this time of year that is different than all others?
We'd like to share with you two reasons why we celebrate Christmas still today. And the first is my wife considered the things that we see. We see the presents, we see the lights, we see the decorations, we see the wreaths, we see the trees. One of the beautiful things that we need to be reminded of is that there are certain things that are wonderful that we don't see. So we'll consider the comfort of knowing that we have angels protecting us, even though we don't see them. And the second thing we'll consider is that Mary has a greeting from the angel. The Lord is with you. That we have this same greeting and the same truth today. The Lord is with you. I'm going to read Luke chapter 1, verses 26, 27, and 28. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." Today, I'd like you to thank God that you have an angel. I'd like you to thank God that your family has angels. Angels are something in which our Lord has created and in which they do so many great things. They protect us. They watch over for us. There's a battle going on out there, and they are fighting on our behalf. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to Mary, but you have an angel too. You don't see him. You don't see the angel, but you have it.
At our house, the kids really enjoy remembering this by any time they have something great happen in their life or they trip and fall and they get up and they rub their ouchie and then they feel all better. Then we say, "Okay, now high five your angel for protecting you," and we do air high fives. So everybody give your high five your angel. It's a fun thing at our house with our kids.
When we're watching our children playing, they are often off in their own little world, but we're watching out for them. We're making sure that they're protected. We're making sure that they are as safe as they can possibly be. And it's so important that you realize that there is a God who is gracious and merciful, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that is watching over you and protecting you, and that he also sends messengers, sends angels to do the same. You don't see them. In fact, on the night that Jesus was born, there's an angel that gets sent to the shepherds to announce good news of great joy that will be for all the people, that Christ the Lord, the Savior, is born. And as that angel is speaking, then all of a sudden a heavenly host appears. It's thousands and thousands upon angels that the shepherds had not seen. And then all of a sudden they were there.
And it doesn't mean that they weren't there before. They were probably there the whole time, but we just can't see them. And then the Lord allowed them in that moment to see them.
Sometimes when our children are trying to hide from us, they close their eyes, thinking that if they can't see us, then we can't see them. Well, the wonderful truth is that angels are watching you, even if you can't see them. The second comfort that we like to consider today is the greeting that Mary has. The angel Gabriel says, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." The Lord is with you. What a beautiful comfort. Just this evening, our daughter Dorothea had to go brush her teeth, and the bathroom was like 10 feet away, but she begged us. She needed somebody to go with her. She was scared without somebody else. We also have another son who is very scared to go upstairs unless he is with somebody else. Somebody that he knows is going to protect them, watch over them, and just be with them.
And to know that to Mary, the angel said, "The Lord is with you," and to each of us, "The Lord is with us," is such an amazing thing. The Lord who made the heavens and the earth, who made the stars that are in the sky, who makes the sun come up and go down, all those things, thought it was important enough to be with you, to be with me, to be with each of my children, to be with my husband. What a wonderful gift and a great thing to know that this is a very specific person that the Lord is with. The Lord is with you. And me, and all of us.
And Christmas is especially a wonderful time for Christian children to rejoice in, because we have a God who is not just way, 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 way big, but we have a God who was born and wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger. He was a baby, and he was a little kid, and he was a teenager. He was exactly like you. And just as your parents were exactly like you, except our Lord Jesus was without sin. This is the Lord who is with you, who took on your sin, who died for you, who loves you, who is very, very, very strong, who sends millions and millions of angels out in the world to protect you and to greet you, but who is also gentle and who loves you and greets you with his peace and with his mercy. He has favor upon you, and you know that because of everything Jesus has done, and you know that because you are a child of God. So greetings, O favored one, O favored child of God. The Lord is with you, and the Lord is with your family as well.
Happy Advent.